Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. We are at www.buildingfortunesradio.com. We've had this radio station, let's call it, since the beginning part of 2013, maybe even the tail end of 2012. And I always knew that I wanted to have something where we could have a microphone, if you will, a platform to be able to speak about whatever we wanted to without having to ask permission. You know, we do it tactfully and morally and ethically and all those other types of things, but I didn't want to have to ask for permission. So we started Building Fortunes Radio. I was looking for some guest hosts, ran across a great gentleman. His name is still Jean-Luc, who originally comes from France. And we've been doing this radio show at 11 p.m. Eastern Time, 8 p.m. on the Pacific side for a large number of years. As a matter of fact, I don't want to guess, but we've been anywhere from 1 to 300 radio shows, and we are really close to the 300 radio shows.
295.
So I am super excited to be talking to our great friend Jean-Luc about whatever we're going to talk about next. So Jean-Luc, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Peter. Thank you. Yeah, it's a long time, huh? You divide 295 by 62, I think it's 6-7 years or something like this.
Yeah, a lot of years.
Yeah. See, 295 to tonight, yeah. And we talk about, I don't know, what happened in a world. Mainly, I was reading some articles saying that the Ukraine war with Russia and all of this, and why the U.S. government don't want to negotiate with Putin. And something interesting, they always put Putin everywhere. But people need to understand, he's not Putin. Putin is not a lot. He have a full government behind him. He have, because I was listening his first, I don't know how they call this, his first minister and people were from his government. And people support all of this, and we agree or not. I am not someone who agree with war, but you say at one point you need to look at the situation and ask yourself, what I will do if I was on this position? What the U.S. will do or have done if the Russian army was surrounded, the U.S. everywhere in Canada, in Mexico, in the Caribbean, and all of this. What will be the response? And we already talked about this, what happened in Cuba when the Russian put some missile in response to NATO putting some missile in Turkish, and Kennedy didn't like this, and he said, okay, you need to take this out because otherwise we go to war. And it's exactly the same thing but on the other side of the world. And now we learn that Finland want to join NATO. Contrary to the agreement and the treaty they signed after World War II, and they said, no, we will never be part of NATO, but now they want to join NATO. And if we continue like this, I think we'll start World War III, because if they join NATO, what can be the response from the Russian government? U.S. is sending troops and ammunition in Poland. Now we have the F-16 flying in Poland between Poland and Belarus. And Belarus is ally with Russia. Okay? And if something like this happened, what I think we are going, the time flies and we are going more and more against World War III. Have you seen this video? He say you have some Israel fight fly have been attacked by a submarine. And at the beginning, they say it's a Russian submarine, and after they said it's an unknown submarine. What can we know about this? Is it a false flag operation? Is it something created by the U.S. or attacking some fighter jet from Israel? Have you watched this video, Peter?
No, I have not. I haven't seen that one.
It's a very short video, but you see at the beginning they say they put the title "A Russian submarine attack Israel fighter jet," and after when you listen they say we don't know exactly because it's an unknown submarine. But at the beginning they put "It's a Russian submarine," like
wow.
in the U.S. You know, if we don't have enough baby food on the store, it's Putin's fault. We know that.
Right.
Because Putin is eating all the baby food.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I have no idea. I have no idea how massively the world seems to have gotten out of control since Biden took over. So maybe it's not all his fault, but the overreaction to COVID definitely, it's got the whole world a little bit off balance, or a lot off balance. So between prices, policies towards everything, food prices, I was listening to Glenn Beck, who was somewhat famous, person. Yeah, nice guy, if you will. But he said something about gas prices. It reached about $4.69 nationally. In some states, it's over $6. And
I was going to the pump today to buy some diesel for the boat. $6.43.
And that's insane for a gallon of diesel or regular gas. My son told me that the state of Michigan had to have their gasoline pumps recalibrated, like they need to go in there and change the software because their software only went up to $9.99. So to be able to handle $10 per gallon, they had to go in there and make some major adjustments. And I'm sure there's a lot of other places as well. But what Glenn Beck said, he said if gas prices right now are at $4.69 as a national average, where's it going to be in 2 years? Where is it going to be? And that's really scary, Jean-Luc, that gas prices could be over or about $10 per gallon and diesel fuel just as much or more. And then I think about, like, people in the Northeast that heat their homes with fuel. So that's crazy. Like, how in the world is my mom, who's used to paying $2 a gallon, going to be able to pay $10 a gallon for heat?
Peter,
when
I arrived in this country 24 years ago, I was paying 99 cents a gallon of gas. 99.
It's insane. So
yes, 99 cents. Now we are at six times that.
Yeah, so where we are now is one thing, but a lot of people, I don't think they've really started to start to formulate it in their mind that this is going to keep going, and what's it going to be at the end of the year, at the end of 1 year, and then at the end of two more years of this administration, if nothing's changed. I mean, Jean-Luc, we literally could be talking about $8 or $10 per gallon. Now, I'm going to say one other thing. Putin's fault. I have a family member.
Like the baby food.
Right. I have a family member who lives in New York, and she just turned 16. And she got a part-time job. And Jean-Luc, in New York, she's being paid $15 per hour for her part-time job as a 16-year-old. And I look at that and I just say, you know, Jean-Luc, she works 20 hours a week at $15 an hour. That's $300 a week for a 16-year-old. When I was a 16-year-old and I worked 20 hours, I got paid $6 an hour. So that's 20 times 6. That'd be 120. She's making 300. Like, how in the world could the employer continue to pay those types of wages?
Peter, you need to put in relation you are making this kind of money, but how much do you pay a gallon of gas and you at your time?
Oh, I don't remember. I really don't. But I'm sure it was somewhere like...
50 cents?
No, I'm not that old. I'm sure it was somewhere over $1. Close to $2.
I was saying I'm not that old too. I was saying $1 when you arrived 25 years ago. And you talked before that. Maybe it was less than $1. Maybe 50 cents, 60 cents, something like this. See? I was remembering when I was coming, I was living in France and I was coming here around 1990. I was renting a car. And with $5-$6, I was filling the tank. What? I was surprised because I said, okay, I need to fill out the tank. And I said, what? $5? $6? $7? The tank is full. And I can drive around. And I was happy because in France, we are paying 3 to 4 times that at this time. Right? But you need to compare apple to apple. See, when you were making less money, but I'm sure life was even better than now because nobody forced you to have a job or to have a test or to have a medical passport or to wear a mask or all of this or killing babies. I think they killed 1 million baby per year in this country, really with Parenthood. She makes 3 times or 4 times more than you, but she pays everything more than you. See? Like you say, $6 a gallon. How much is a gallon of gas in New York?
Oh, I'm sure it's $5 or almost $5.
Yeah, or maybe more. Here, I was this morning. Is everything above $6?
Wow.
See?
That's insane.
Yeah, it's insane. And it didn't mean people are paid more, but it didn't mean they can save more because they spend a lot more. And don't forget, at your time, you were buying more stuff with your $1. Than you buy now because the dollar devalue and he lose 70 or 80% of his value during the last 20 or 40 years and you buy less and less. What do you buy now with $1?
You can't even go to the dollar store for $1 anymore.
Yes, you can go, but you know they trick you. Before they were giving you 5 units of something, now they give you 2.5.
The dollar stores around here have all raised their price to $1.25.
Okay.
So they don't even have anything for $1 anymore. It's $1.25. It's crazy.
This time, on the other side, they reduce the quantity of product inside the bag.
Right.
Okay.
If they wanted to keep it at $1, they don't even do that anymore. They just now it's just $1.25, So
yes.
It's crazy. I don't know, Jean-Luc, where are we going?
And talking about the baby food, I want to say something about this.
Sure.
Because this is completely crazy. I have three kids. I need to say that because if people listen to us, okay, they say, what is this guy talking about kids? I have three kids, okay? And I was a single parent raising my kids. I have my first boy. He was four years old. He was with me, and I raised him alone. Meaning I know everything about kids, okay? And I know more than women how to raise kids and how to take care of them, how to change their diaper and all of this, and how to the food. And I never give my kids baby food. Never. They have the first, the one I was single parents with is 42, the other one is 30 and 28, and they never eat baby food. Never. Have you one day checked the ingredients on baby food, Peter?
Not recently, no.
Okay. Even before?
I probably did, but I don't remember.
You don't remember what is inside?
No, but it's probably not good.
Yeah, first you have basically nothing organic. Maybe now you can have maybe some baby food organic. I don't know that because I don't buy baby food. I don't eat. But you have a lot of fat. You have a lot of starch. You have a lot of this. Say you give to your baby something is prepared. And what is we say many times on this radio show, not to buy processed food or prepare food, because all the time you have preservatives. This is sure. They need to. Okay? So you don't know exactly what is inside, but you have some oil, some fat, some starch, some all of this. And I never give this to my kids. Never. Never. The first thing to do when you have a baby, first, is to let the mom giving her milk to the baby. This is the first thing to do. But now they say, no, mother milk is not good anymore. You know why they say that?
Mother's milk isn't good anymore.
Huh?
Mother's milk is not good anymore?
Yes, yeah, it's what they push, because they are creating a synthetic milk for baby. And they will patent the product or distribute the product or something like this to make billions of dollars. The best for a baby is the mother milk, because it gives anticorps, it gives many things, it boosts your immune system, and it protects the baby. This is the best. Except if the mother is druggy and all of this, is maybe not the best way. But you say, if you want to be a mother, don't smoke, don't drug, don't use drugs, don't drink alcohol. Especially before you are pregnant and especially during pregnancy, because a drop of alcohol for you do basically nothing, but this drop go in a baby blood and the baby is drunk.
I know Bill Gates is designing his own baby food formula kind of thing.
Exactly.
So that's probably one of the reasons why baby food's no good anymore.
Is what I talk about. The best you can give to the baby is mother milk. The second best you can do to your baby, and what I have done with mine, you take barley. You put like a hand of barley on a gas, say on a tissue, And you put this on 3 to 4 liters of drinking water. And you boil slowly for 6 hours and a half. The juice become pink, okay? And on a stainless steel pot, not aluminum pot, okay? Stainless steel pot or cookware pot, but not on aluminum. You let this cook slowly for 6 hours, and you don't need to be here for 6 hours. You let this cook slowly. And after you mix this with some milk, and not the 0% fat milk, all of this is not good. Say, baby, everyone needs to have fat. Our brain is made of fat, your heart is made of fat, and fat is good for your body. Okay? Now, you mix half of the juice with milk, and you put a little drop of honey, and you give this to your baby. And I have giving this to the second and the third one of my kids for years, maybe five years old. They want a bottle, give them 2-3 a day. And I remember before we leave France, we have a visit with a doctor for my daughter, and she was not yet 2 years old. And she said, she's not big, she's not fat. And she was sitting on the desk, and he tried to grab her, and he needed to take 2 times to grab her. And he said, she's not fat, but she's very heavy. Why? Because barley creates the bone and all your ossature on your body. It's all very old Roman or Greek recipe. Okay, they was giving this to the guard, to the people at the army, and you build your bones and you build anything because you have a lot of protein. And you give, but is a vegetable protein, okay? And you give this to the baby, and after you can give some time to time, you cook some vegetables and all of this. And what I have done, I never buy a baby food product because they are shitty product anyway. And my kids are very strong, they are tall, they are never sick, and you can say, I was thinking maybe I need to put this on Facebook or YouTube or somewhere because many people can use this, and it's so simple. And you buy the barley, you let it cook, you mix with some cool milk, okay? And you put a drop of honey, and the baby likes this, and this is very, very close. It's a closer product you can find to the mother milk.
Where do you find barley?
where do you find flaxseed? Where do you find peanuts? Where do you find all of this?
Hopefully not on Amazon. You go to a local food. You go to a local market.
You go to the here. I go to Lassen. You can go to Whole Food. You can go to this food store who sell grain and seed by bulk, and you buy this.
Okay. I don't think I've ever bought barley before. I don't even know what barley tastes like. I don't think. I'm sure it's in products that we use now, especially my beer. But the reality is that I don't think I've ever cooked with barley. It's a new experience.
And don't eat the barley after you cook for 6 hours and a half because you have nothing left inside.
Right.
Nothing. I try. I say, why to throw this away, and I try to resist, but we have no taste, nothing, because, oh, you know, when you cook vegetables, many people, what do they do? They steam vegetables, they eat the vegetables, and they throw away the water. Do the reverse. Do the reverse. Throw the vegetable, drink the water.
Right.
Why? Because when you steam vegetables, all the oligoelements, the minerals, the vitamins drain and go to the water. Okay? If you want to eat your vegetable, fine, eat the vegetable, but my God, don't throw away the water. Is the best part. You can drink the juice you have hot, or you can drink, you put on the fridge and you can drink cold and give you a lot of minerals, a lot of minerals. If you want to have a lot of minerals, it's very simple. You take a big stainless steel pot, you put some green inside, like chard and all of this, and you let to cook for you let to cook for a few hours, 2-3 hours, slowly, not boiling like crazy, slowly cooking, okay? And you drink the juice. I do this many times, and what I have done, I take the juice, I put on the fridge, and after I keep the vegetable and I make a soup.
Good idea.
I add some more water and I mix it and I make a soup, and you can add something on your soup. But the juice is when you have the most quantity of vegetables. And the barley is the same thing. Why do you cook for 6.5 hours? Is to have every ingredient inside the barley going to the water. Now, when you put this I don't know how you say that in English, say some tissue, you put a handful of grain inside, you don't tie because it will triple or quadruple in volume.
Well,
you know, you put some grain like this, put on a tissue, you tie it, but loose, because it will triple or
expand.
Quadruple in volume.
Interesting information. I was kind of curious what people would do with a baby food shortage, because I don't remember what – I know we fed our babies formula, but I don't know what I would have done in the event that we had babies and we couldn't find formula. I mean, it's pretty scary.
Yeah.
So this is a way for people to be able to make it themselves.
Yeah, it's scary because people didn't know, but for me it's not scary because I never use that.
Right.
It's not scary
right.
at all. I say, why these people are going after and say the Russian food because we don't have baby formula? Well, what is the problem? And Biden was putting this baby formula on the border, all of this. I say, what is this problem? The baby formula for me is junk food. And you start someone as a baby with junk food. Hello? Wake up, people. Okay? I give my kids something else than junk food. And my first one, he have I don't know how to say that in English, Johnny, say he was a little yellow.
Yeah, they call it jaundice.
Jaundice, okay. He have this, and after the mother breast milk, we cook vegetables, especially carrots. We cook it, we smash it, and he was eating that. He was, not even 1 year old. Or juice. You make a juice, carrot juice. Cook it, cook the carrot, make a juice, and give this on a bottle.
All
and
very interesting.
As soon as they can, you can feed your baby with everything you eat. Is the preparation is a little different. But if you eat good food, organic food, give this to your baby. Why do you need to buy this expensive, shitty product, baby food, full of fat and and starch and preservative and all of this and oil. And trust me, it's not the best oil they put inside, okay? And you look at it and say, I remember this doctor, he has the habit to see babies, they were puffy, big baby like this. And when he saw my daughter, he said, wow, she's not, but he had difficulty to take her from sitting on his desk because she was heavy. And when you have someone heavy like this as a baby, because it's building the bone, and the body is very strong body. And you don't need to have fat. Now look how many kids are obese at 6 years old, 8 years old, 10 years old. They're obese. Obese people.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Obese kids.
That's true. That is so true. So guess what, Jean-Luc? We are out of time. That was fast. Holy cow.
Already?
Yeah. That's crazy. Well, I know you're going to be going to sail on your sailboat this weekend. So
tomorrow.
Yay. So I wish you wonderful luck and hopefully get a chance to see some sea mammals like dolphins or seals while you're out there. And you and your sailing trainees are going to enjoy that time as well. So have a safe trip. Return super safe and enjoy everything. And then if you get a chance, maybe take a picture or so and send them on over to Building Fortunes Radio so we can see what it's like to be sailing on the Pacific Ocean with a great friend, a Frenchman, Jean-Luc. Okay, bonsoir, Jean-Luc. I think we're done. Look at that. That was fast.
Bonsoir.
What the heck? That went super duper quick. So we're going to catch everybody next week on Building Fortunes Radio. Good night, everyone. Whoops, I got to find my... I was so busy listening to your conversation, I didn't even queue up our exit. So here we go. Come on. I was listening to what you were saying, thinking about all those things, how we abused my kids by that.
Yeah, and if you have young kids, you can apply with them. And one thing, this baby lack the product you make. They lack it.
Yeah. Well, that sounds great. And then, of course, forming healthy habits even before they realize it. So we'll see everyone next week on Building Fortunes Radio. Thanks, everyone.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.